32 days of the NFL draft continuing here at JoeBucksFan.com. Really appreciate you coming on board with us and being members of our draft coverage here at JoeBucksFan.com. We continue and count down. We're finally into the first round. A team with a first round pick, they're the Super Bowl champions, the New Orleans Saints, the team we focus on today. Last year, the Saints looked at Malcolm Jenkins, took him in the first round, addressing their secondary woes. Malcolm Jenkins, you know, when you look at New Orleans last year, Tracy Porter going down, I think, was harmful for them. He's a very good corner, and when he's healthy, their whole defense is different. The question or the problem's been him staying healthy, especially the past couple of years. Darren Sharper, still a free agent. Looks like he's not going to be brought back to New Orleans. He was a big leader for that defense last year. Maybe with Sharper leaving, maybe because there was reports last year that Malcolm Jenkins could play corner or safety. Maybe they're looking at Malcolm Jenkins at playing safety for them next year. Really, they didn't have another pick to the fourth round. Chip Vaughn, I don't know if he's going to contribute all that much. But they've really drafted well the past couple of years. Malcolm Jenkins last year, Cedric Ellis, Tracy Porter was a second-round pick. Carl Nix was a fifth-round pick. He's a starter for them as well. Robert Meacham was their first-round pick before that, along with Usama Young. So that they've done a pretty good job of drafting the past couple of years. Obviously, being Super Bowl champions, they're going to have the final pick in the first and every round in the NFL draft. The New Orleans Saints, you know, looking at the needs they might have, Charles Grant also was released by them earlier this year. Scott Fujita declared free agency. So they've lost some pretty good players. Pierre Thomas is a restricted free agent. Did get a tender on him, but we don't know if he's going to be with the team come the draft. So there are some issues there. Mike Bell also was tendered, but he signed with the Eagles. So running back could be an area that the Saints might want to address. Obviously, linebacker. I continue to say linebacker year in and year out, yet they never want to go out and draft a linebacker. It's unbelievable. This year might be the year, though. Some good linebackers that might be there at the end of the first round and at the end of the second round that the Saints could be looking at, with Charles Grant being gone. Defensive end comes into play at the end of the first round. You could definitely see a defensive end like Carlos Dunlap or Jerry Hughes as a possibility. Jerry Hughes could play defensive end or outside linebacker in that Saints aggressive defense. Center is also an area of need, not an area I would address too early, neither defensive tackle as well. And safety is a need unless they're confident in Malcolm Jenkins moving up and moving over to safety and solidifying that position for them. The Saints could affect the Buccaneers at the end of the first round with whoever they draft in taking that player away from the Bucs right at the top of the second round, and vice versa, really throughout the entire draft. But I look at that end of the first round. The Buccaneers, obviously, big needs at defensive line. Carlos Dunlap has been a guy whose name has continued to come up. And, you know, the Saints, as we said, have a need at defensive end. Carlos Dunlap, if he's there with the final pick of the first round, it'll be key to see if the Saints do pass on Carlos Dunlap. And if they do, Dunlap could fall to the Buccaneers right there at the top of the second round. Going to be a key, though, with who the Saints decide to go with, whether they decide to go with a defensive end or whether they decide to go with a linebacker or another position, is going to be key to see what the Saints do. And that's really going to affect what the Buccaneers do in round two. That's the New Orleans Saints as we continue to count down to the NFL draft. April 22nd, the first round. April 23rd, the second and third rounds. And then Saturday, April 24th, rounds 4 through 7. We continue our 32 days of the NFL draft tomorrow with the Indianapolis Colts.